It's Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
What's going on? Happy April 24th. What's going on, Bobby?
I didn't know April 24th was a big deal.
No. Well, it's a big deal because...
Is it like Arbor Day or some national puppy day or some nonsense?
No, it's just a day where...
I haven't been on social media yet today, so I have no idea.
It's a day where I get to be in here wearing a baseball shirt because I'm thinking of Bobby.
Aww.
And I get to be in studio with Bobby
you
anytime.
You little puddinhead. That's so awesome. Thank you.
Wait, what'd you call me?
Puddinhead. It's a term of endearment. Don't ask. Go back to sleep.
Okay.
No, that's you thought of me and wore a Bose baseball shirt. I'm honored. I'm truly honored. Thank you very much.
I don't know if
you do
it's
know I'm a Red
right
Sox. Yeah, I was gonna say you do know I'm a Red Sox fan, right?
Well, you do know I'm a Dodgers fan. And
I didn't know. I didn't know you were into baseball at all. Actually.
Really.
Well, usually half the season is basketball season.
Speaking of basketball, trust me. I got a lot to talk about.
Oh, no, and I would basketball. Well, imagine. I've got the soap opera musical.
Basketball, football. I know the Raiders, they have some of their draft stuff going on Saturday.
Yeah, actually, everybody's got draft stuff going on this week.
Yeah,
but I guess the deal with the Raiders is, yeah, they're going to do their draft picks. Like last year, they did their Saturday draft picks out at the Las Vegas sign down on the south end of the strip. This year, to ingratiate themselves even further into the Las Vegas neighborhood, so to speak, they are going to be doing their draft picks with some of the Thunderbirds up at Nellis Air Force Base.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's very cool. That's a good way for a team to ingratiate themselves into their new community. That's a damn good idea on this. Smart thinking, Davis. Good guy.
So the big question remains, though. If you are like me, a current Niners fan, which... I feel like years down the line, I'm going to look back on this day and someone's going to find this the podcast of this show and be like, Helen, remember when you were talking about the Niners on air and now the Raiders won the Super Bowl with Las Vegas and blah, blah, blah.
You take these people far too seriously, dear.
No, you know, this is all just fun and games.
Oh, okay.
Right?
But I mean, you know, some of these people, I just look at them and go, wow, how do you dress yourself?
If you're a Niners fan like me, do you transition over now or do you wait till 2020 or 2019?
In my opinion, I would wait until they have their first game. That's just the way I look at it. Because at that point, you have a real team playing real football in a real stadium in your hometown. And at that point, it's okay to transition over. And you only get to transition just because they have a team in this town.
You're right.
You know, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like I was a Bruins fan. I'm rooting for the Knights because they pay my paycheck, and I think they're a damn good team. That's the same thing with the Raiders. I mean, if you're a Buffalo Bills fan or whatever, you want to transition over to the Las Vegas Raiders because you're a Vegas guy and this is your town, that's cool. You only get to do it once. If you're transitioning over to the Miami Dolphins, that don't qualify.
You said
Well, I don't have a buzzer effect. I'm too lazy to go look one up, so you're fine.
Yeah, so anyway.
How about those Boston Bruins, man? Gosh darn it. Boy, I got to tell you, I love the Boston Bruins, don't I?
Oh, yeah,
Could you possibly win a bleeping game? You know, I'm sitting here. Everybody in this station is sitting here with our thumbs firmly inserted. You've got 14 teams around the NHL that are all freaking out going, when are we going to start playing?
Yeah, and no one. And meanwhile, I mean, I have people tweeting me, hey, when's the first game of the Golden Knights? Your guess is as good as mine. I'm thinking Thursday, but obviously I don't want to confirm anything.
The vicious rumor I'm hearing is Thursday, Saturday, because apparently NBC is real fired up about having the Golden Knights on their national broadcast Saturday night. So we'll see how it all...
They're
very fired up. They really want that very badly. So that's kind of the vicious rumor I've been hearing today. So I'm guessing Thursday, Saturday is what the plan's going to be. But again, you know, thank God there isn't a game 8 that the Bruins could possibly blow so we can extend
seriously.
This thing.
No disrespect to the Bruins, but, you know, I've been following the hockey playoffs very closely. Of course, right? I mean, even after the Golden Knights swept.
A week
and
ago.
After, yeah, and after the Sharks swept, too, I was like, okay, you know, let's see how the other teams play out, what goes on. And then when the Penguins, when they beat the Flyers on Sunday, I was like, okay, things are looking good. Then the Predators, you know, they won. And then the Capitals, they won. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, there's still that one more series. Mm-hmm. Like, why? Why well, game
was,
seven?
Well, it was like last night. I'm sitting here. We got two games left. They got both game sixes. I'm thinking they could both get these over with. We can get the schedule launched, and I can start planning out the rest of my week with baseball and whatnot. Capitals did what they were supposed to do. They took care of business. They beat Columbus. They advance. The Bruins was like the number one seed, supposed to be challenging for the President's Cup, best team in the Atlantic, yabba, yabba, yabba. You know what? Seven games up against a number eight seed that was just happy to be there.
Just happy God. To be there.
Can
right?
you guys just put the damn puck in the net? Let's get this over with and get on with our lives.
Seriously.
Christ almighty.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect, but...
I got my dog a haircut last week. She's already got the hair growing back. I'm still sitting here waiting for the damn playoff to start.
I even have my mom asking me. My mom's like, Helen, and, true story. And, like, again, my mom... Yeah,
that's
she,
awesome. I've seen your picture of your mom. She's very cool.
She is. Dude, she's awesome. She's so funny. Shout out to my mom. It's almost her birthday and my dad's. But, yeah, so my mom, who... She loves sports, don't get me wrong, but... I mean, like, she obviously doesn't follow as closely as me, my dad, my younger brother. And even she's, like, all into the Golden Knights this year. She's like, Helen, hey, when do you start covering game two? And I'm like, I...
After game one,
Or, no, not game two, round two.
Oh.
And, you know, she's like, Helen, when do you go to San Jose? And I'm like, I don't know yet, Mom. We have to wait till round one.
What, does she want you to bring something back for her? I mean, it's okay.
No,
relax.
Just so...
We'll get there.
No, just so, you know, they have an idea. Or she's like, do you need someone to drop you off to the airport? You know, just stuff like that. Just mom being a mom. And I'm like, I don't know. Hopefully, you know, the Bruins win or something. And it turns out there's a game seven. Yeah. I know, right?
And any other team, I'd be fine. But the bleeping Bruins, come on, you guys.
Come on. Hey,
get
preach
it over
it, Bobby.
Can we just
like
flip a coin? Let's just get it over with.
Seriously.
And, heads Boston, tails Toronto, like, flip, bang, goom, you win, you lose, out.
I almost wish the game was today. I'm like, why is game seven tomorrow?
Well, because it just played last night.
I
so
know,
I
but
that.
It's like, man, just make them play today anyway.
But, you know, I'll tell you something. With this new series coming up, one thing I can tell you that I'm almost positively serious about, I think we're in for a very long night, man. Go get yourself some popcorn and go get a bunch of Snicker bars. This is going to be a long series. Because you got to remember, these guys played four games of the regular season. Two of them went to overtime.
True.
And there's no five-minute overtime this time. Don't you forget.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You go get a Snicker bar. You're going to be here a while.
Oh, it's going to be the baseball stuff.
You know, just something like, along them lines. Yeah, man. I'll tell you, in a seven-game series, I'd bet a C-note that at least three are going to go to overtime. These are two very evenly matched teams, and they know each other well, and they're tough. I think VGK will get out on top when it's all said and done, but this ain't going to be a walk in the park.
Right. And did you hear about that Lil B? Lil B, the bass god or whatever his name.
I think the answer to that should be obviously no.
Lil B,
no,
the bass god.
Is.
No, okay, this is
There's
true.
There's only one bass god in my world, and his name is Lemmy Kilmister, but okay, go
no,
on.
No, he cursed James Harden, and he supposedly, like, cursed Kevin Durant or something, and both times,
you
like...
You mean swore at them, or did he come out with the little robe and the magic
no,
thing trying
literally,
to curse
literally, like, curse, like,
oh.
not swear.
You so, oh.
But, like,
oh, really?
They're gonna do bad this season. Oh, literally, even on his Wikipedia page, like, it says Kevin Durant and James Harden, where he cursed them, and during
well, who is this
James
person?
Harden...
What does he do for a living?
No, Here's why I'm talking about this. Well, right. I'll tell you why after I have to preface
I'm with bated breath, please, anytime.
So, during the Western Conference Finals of 2015, he started questioning James Harden's, like, I guess he did this cooking dance or whatever. And so then the Rockets, they lost to the Warriors. And basically, he placed Harden under a, quote, based God curse for the remainder of the playoffs until further notice. And apparently, I mean, we all saw what happened that year, right? The Warriors beat the Rockets. And then in 2011, he cursed Kevin Durant because Durant, like, I guess he said some rude comments to Lil B. And Lil B was like, oh, I'm going to curse you. You're never going to win an NBA championship. But then, so he cursed him all the way until Durant left the Thunder.
And then he took the curse off magically. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then he cursed James
Harden.
Okay,
I've been patient long enough.
No, okay, why I brought this up was because he said that, and this was even in Sports Illustrated yesterday, okay, that the San Jose Sharks have received a blessing from Lil B, the base god. Bobby, your face is hilarious. Oh my God.
Just trying to think how to word this properly. First of all, congratulations. That's the stupidest bleeping thing I've heard in a week. Thank you. Congratulations. Good job.
You're welcome.
Yay, internet. Who is this person and what did they do for a job?
Curse basketball players and...
All right, so he's some little voodoo bitch in like New Orleans or something? Or is
no, he's like a rapper.
Uh-huh. And?
Yeah.
No, and...
That's
he ain't no bleeping Kanye West. He ain't no, you know, I've never heard of this schmuck, and I hear of a lot of rappers. Not that I care about any of them, but I hear about a lot of them. Who's this guy? Lil B? Don't tell me, yeah. Let me guess. He's one of these morons, spells L-I-L, I bet, right?
You're Lil right. B. You yeah, pronounced yeah. it right.
Yeah, no, yeah. I've got kids.
So, no, so idea. That's why I brought it up, because yesterday.
I don't even know who this guy is. I want to slap him.
Yeah, they made a huge deal about it. Like, oh, the Sharks received his blessing. But, hey, it's all in your mind. I think the Warriors, or not
Honey,
Warriors,
I'll go back
the
to Boston. Get, I'll go back to Boston, give Father Flanagan a C-note, have him come over here and bless the team, too. Whatever, who cares? Hell, yeah. If it's two C-notes, I've got a plane ticket. I can get you Laurie Cabot.
Yeah, I'm saying the Golden Knights, I think they'll beat them in six.
Yeah, I'm yeah. thinking about that.
Yeah. I do think a couple
of games are going to go overtime. I think we're going to have a long, hard-fought
yeah.
series.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to beat them like a rented mule. I mean, these guys have a way. The first game is going to be sluggish for both sides. I guarantee you that, at least the first period or so. But, yeah, no, I think once they start hearing that crowd screaming back at the T-Mobile, nah, I don't think this is going to be too much of an issue.
Yeah, but I
of course,
do
I'm
know.
Not the one that plays the game, so I can talk crap, but, I mean, you know.
It is going to be an exciting series. I can't wait for it to start. Once we get the official schedule, it's already almost Tuesday night.
Oh, look, it's hepatitis B.
Oh, where?
Right there up on the TV screen.
Say what?
It's hepatitis B, Little B's cousin.
Oh.
What the? Never mind, forget it.
Okay.
I hope someone out there listening got that. I mean, Jesus, God, sometimes I'm in here by myself.
Sorry.
I know. But I love you. You're a fantastic person. You seem to put up with me, so that's awesome.
No, you are cool. Oh my gosh, the Spurs and Warriors, though, speaking of NBA playoffs, which I do want to touch on, but we're gonna head to a quick break. When we get back,
what
I will talk
about the Spurs and the Warriors.
What?
I gotta wait.
Yeah. Man. You gotta wait. And
I'm
then,
old. I might not live that
And
long.
Then later on in the show, I do have interviews with Derek Jeter, former Raider. Marcus Allen
uh-huh.
and also Paige Sporanic for all those golf fans. The
awesome. I've
turn
heard of two
to,
of those people.
Yeah, the Turn 2 Foundation. It was here last week, so I got to interview them. And I will be playing those interviews. And then rounding up the show with some UFC and boxing. Some fight talk, of course. Combat Sports Town, right? But you can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. And so I'm sorry for the ones that keep asking me, when does round two start? We're all wondering the same. Seriously. I even if, like, I had inside information, that I don't think they even really know.
Let's just say probably Thursday, Saturday. If we're wrong, yeah, who cares?
Yeah, and Bobby, did Bobby just fart on the radio? I don't know.
No, I went like that. It's a tongue thing. If I farted on the air, you wouldn't be in the room.
You're right.
I've been eating some toxic stuff the past few days. Y'all wouldn't be here. He was screaming, running down the halls. Yeah, what did he do? Toxic waste. No, I can tell. I can just tell. You're one of those women. I know.
Gross. Yeah, you're right. Ew, I would smell it. But you can always tweet me at Helen E. Sports. And when we get back from the break, like I said, some NBA talk. And you can check out my Dodgers tank. I'm going to post it very shortly. Stay tuned.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
What's going on, guys? Have you ever had that phone charger where it works 1 second and then it doesn't work? Because that literally just happened to my phone.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, where I took it out to take a photo of my Dodgers shirt or to ask Bobby. Oh, and then it stopped working and now it works again.
Mm-hmm.
I think chargers can talk to you, right?
No. I think what it is you either need to restart your phone or perhaps you've got some kind of a bad connection thing, in which case you're probably going to need a new phone soon.
So it's the phone, not the charger?
Well, is your phone plugged in at the moment?
Now it is.
But a couple seconds ago it wasn't, right?
No.
And you were having the issue, right?
Yeah.
Bingo.
Oh, my gosh. I just paid my phone off.
That would make all the sense in the world to me. You know what happens when you pay off a car?
It breaks.
Every single time.
That's the Lil B curse.
No, that's just the way life works.
You're right.
The Lil B curse is I had to hear you mention his name 3 times in the past hour.
I know. I'm sorry.
That's a bleeping curse.
That is true. Oh, but congrats to Golden Knights' own Derek England, nominated for the King Clancy Award.
Very nice. There was actually a Golden Knight that was nominated for the Lady Bing. That's pretty cool.
Oh, William Karlsson.
Yep. Yeah. I thought that was pretty hip.
I know. Hey, this is the Golden Knights.
League's nicest person.
Right?
No, that's what the Lady Bing is.
Yeah, the league's nicest person.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, but
I would have given him a Nate Schmidt, but what do I know? That's fine.
Oh, he's nice too.
Oh, he's funny as crap. Man. Oh, he's a good guy. I like him.
Such a great personality when he was on 97.1 The Point.
I don't get up at that hour, but 97.1.
Yeah, because he loves classic rock music.
Mm-hmm. I do too, just not at that hour. He was in like 7:30 in the morning, baby. I'm not up at that hour.
Oh, no. No, he was on the show. It was like, was it 2 o'clock or something?
No. He was in with the morning show. It was like about 7:30 in the morning.
When?
Last Friday.
No, I was here.
Okay, but it was last
During
Friday.
The
he was
day.
On. It's like, he might have come back. I don't know.
Oh, but yeah, he probably came back.
Because
yeah.
I know that the Point Morning Show, my little buddy Steph and stuff, they're usually gone by like 9:00.
Oh, no, I was talking about the show with Lauren.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the afternoon drive, right? I know Lauren.
Yeah. So, no, but anyway, he has like great music choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, oh, he started off with Def Leppard. He loves AC/DC. I was like, oh, I walked out to AC/DC.
Ain't no little B in that rotation. right there.
Oh, wow. Okay, little B, don't get around Bobby because...
I'll show him some voodoo crap.
You want to Bobby put on a curse? Will show I'll put on a curse. You the Boston...
No, I grew up Portuguese. I'll show you a curse.
Okay. Oh, they're showing my pizza commercial. Ooh, that looks good. Sorry, sidetrack pizza. Nah. Oh, except the other day, though. So my friend Travis, like, we go to this, like, bar. You know, I'm watching the UFC fights, which later on in the show I'll talk about the fights. But I was eating.
Oh, hold it, that's for me.
Oh, I was like, oh, I thought Bobby was playing that music when I start talking about stories or telling stories. Bobby usually plays some music, but so the other day I go to the sports bar and they had some really good pizza, and I literally ate like almost an entire large, like 16 inch pizza, and after that my stomach has never been the same. Like, I just don't really feel that good.
Right, because you ate a whole ton of cheese all at once. What do you expect?
Oh,
you
destroy
your and grease. Yeah, you destroy your insides with that stuff.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And whenever I
want
to get the dog to, whenever I want to get the dog to not poop, I give him pizza. You know
it makes you not poo.
Yeah, cheese binds your insides.
Wow. Okay, good to know. Sorry, this has turned into a probably gross show, but
No, well, it's the truth, isn't it? Anybody out there, you know, if you're over 20, you know what the hell I'm talking about, you know.
No wonder.
Probably
okay.
Eating 18 mozzarella sticks because you're really high is a bad idea, for example.
Oh, is that what happened to you?
No, I'm not stupid. No.
Okay, but
mozzarella's for pizza.
That explains a lot. Because I also tried cheese curds for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I never had them before. It tastes like a mozzarella stick that's like curled.
You know, I hear that stuff is really popular in Wisconsin.
Oh, that's what I heard too.
I never ate one. I don't want to eat anything called a curd. I'm pretty much good to go. We're good.
Okay. But, and also though, well, I'll talk about the fights later on in the show, but also,
I want to hear you shovel some stuff about LeBron.
Yeah, thanks for putting me on track.
I've been waiting for at least 20 minutes for you to sell.
Okay,
this one.
So LeBron. So today
and
the
his
Bucks
band of Merry Warriors.
Bucks play Celtics. Heat at Sixers. Spurs Warriors. Can I just give a quick shout out to Manu Ginobili?
Sure,
dude,
go ahead.
That guy, he's like either 40 or almost 40.
Mm-hmm.
I think second oldest player in the league right now. Dude, that guy has been my favorite player for such a long time. Or one of my favorite. LeBron is still number one ranked.
Oh,
he's been number one ranked in there for the past 14 years
so
since
you keep
he's
telling
been
me.
The season.
And telling me. And telling me.
What?
And telling me. Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh,
please.
Well, he knows. But I just feel wrong. If I don't talk about LeBron 30 times in a show, I feel like I'm not doing my job.
This is not called the Bobby Show. This is the Helen Yee Show. Go ahead, you know, please.
Yeah, well, so Manu Ginobili, though, good for him. I was like, dang.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for the poor guy, though. I mean, he's at the twilight of his career. He had his glories. He had his times, you know.
But why do you feel bad for him when he's had his glories?
This is pretty much the final roundup for that whole gang of Tony Parker and Tim Duncan and the whole gang that was out there winning championships a few years ago. Manu's pretty much the last one left.
That's true.
I mean, Tony Parker's got the knee issues and stuff. Manu's probably the last one left. And he's 40. He's going to look at his contract and go, you know, that's it. That's it. You know, and I understand that. I mean, it was a great team. It was a great run for them, and you know, now we'll see what happens.
Right.
It's gonna be. I mean, especially with Popovich, it's gonna be rebuild time.
Oh, definitely, and that whole Kawhi Leonard drama.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's
kind of disappointing.
Especially for Pop, that's just such a terrible thing, man.
I know, and I hope Pop's doing all right.
Yeah, he'll be fine. He's a tough old guy.
Yeah.
With a lot of money.
True.
He'll be just fine. Don't worry.
And a great coach. No, and rest in peace, you know, to his wife. Yeah. So had to give a quick shout out to him. But the Pacers and the Cavs, man. Okay, so I got a rant for a minute.
Please.
And I put this on Twitter and someone was like, well, obviously. But no, not obviously. So I study, you know, the stats. And I mean, I'm kind of someone where I do love stats, you know. I mean, there's times where it doesn't really make sense or that, for example, like if you're, and this is in my opinion, if you're kind of evaluating a fight or, you know, like an MMA fight and Bobby's watching baseball.
No,
but,
you know, if it's MMA, I can't help you. Come on.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's when you're like, okay, you know, fighter A landed more strikes than fighter B, but how did fighter B get the unanimous decision? Well, that's when stats are kind of, you can't really base it off stats because a lot of different factors come into play, the takedown, the defense, who had more, you know, control and all that stuff. But I love stats when it's like, you know, in basketball. So for the past, I think, 11 or 12 years, or at least 9 years in general, excluding the times that LeBron played in Miami, and they had the big 2.5. I don't like to call it the big 3 because they never really considered Chris Bosh as a big 3. Because he was very inconsistent, put, what, 20-something points a game? Like, he's just...
He wasn't too bad in Toronto before.
I know, but like I said, he was a superstar in Toronto, but the minute they formed that big 3 in Miami, I was like, dang, he really took a back seat, you know?
Well, he had to. I mean, come on, LeBron's the number 1, 2, and 3 star. You know that. He's not going to settle for anything less.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Dwight's a little guy. He can be like, you know, his little butt. You know, he could be his... Gilligan to his skipper, so to speak. But Bosch, I mean, Bosch is used to being a superstar, and now he's got to be relegated to that number 3 role. So I guess he did the best he could with it. I think they won a couple rings, didn't they?
They did.
Well,
but
there you go.
But I never counted Bosch as a big 3.
Eh, whatever.
But anyway,
I'm not a Bosch guy. I could care less.
So what happened was... I noticed that anytime LeBron, and this is whether they win or lose the championship, like when they went to the NBA Finals and lost to the Warriors or whatnot, anytime LeBron scored less than 30 points, like they couldn't win.
That stands to reason.
Yeah, but anytime, I mean, LeBron has to score not only just 30, I believe like 34 or 35 plus. Most of the time, like over 40 points, then okay, Cavs would most likely win the game. But there were times, I think last season when they lost, you know, he scored one of the games like 40, I don't know, 2 or 44 points, and they still lost. But you want to know why though? It's because anytime he's with the Cavs, and this isn't when he was with Miami, but there's only two other players on the team that score in the double digits, and they're so unbalanced as a team. Like, how can you have one guy, LeBron, who can't, like, the minute he scores 20-something points, they're going to lose a game to Indiana? Like, what? Because, oh, where's Kevin Love? You know, where's his backup? You know, where's the other starting four players? And so it's like, oh, we got Kevin Love scoring 12 points this game or whatever, or someone else scoring like 15 points. But so are you telling me no one else can score at least 20 points, that LeBron has to score 40 something for the team to win?
Two words, dear. Kobe Bryant. It's the exact same situation.
Well, yeah, I know, but
it's the same situation.
It's LeBron disappointing.
Well, you know, I'm disappointed about a lot of things in life, too, kid. Let me tell you. I wish I had hair. Anyway, LeBron is Kobe Bryant right now. He is the alpha dog. He takes up the vast majority of the salary cap, and you get what you get for the rest. I mean, Kobe had himself maybe one or two decent players and a bunch of role players. Right now, that's exactly what LeBron has.
But this is exactly the same as his first stint with the Cavaliers.
Yep. And what happened?
He left.
Bingo.
No, but I mean, I'm just like, it's not like the team sucks. You know, it's not like they don't
No, they don't suck. They made the playoffs. They're a good team.
But it's like, come on. No one can step up.
No.
At least what I saw.
Look at the rest of your roster.
No, but here's... I don't care.
Tristan Thompson can't find... No, I'm not going to say it.
Okay,
anything.
No, Tristan got issues. No, that curse is real,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, Korver and some of these other players that
but
were all-stars on other
so
teams.
So inconsistent. And the minute you guys join and play on LeBron's team, it's like, did you guys forget how to play basketball?
No, they got relegated. You know, sorry. Great.
It's frustrating to watch. And Lance Stephenson, who is so dirty as a player, and any time he plays against LeBron's team, it pisses me off so bad.
I understand.
Sorry, I'm like getting heated.
I got one of those. He's called Bill Laimbeer. Go on.
Okay, but I can't stand it where LeBron's team pisses me off. So that's why someone was like, oh, Helen, well, Cavs won because Kyle Korver stepped up. Yeah, well, where are you the other games? Right now, they shouldn't be tied 2-2. And what? They blew that lead the other day, too. Right. And they lost by 2 points. Like, come on. That's why anytime the Cavs win, I'm saying congrats to LeBron, because I don't see a team. And yeah, you guys help him here and there, but that's it. That's like, I at this point would rather choose the Cavs from the first go around than the Cavs now. Because at least the Mo Williams, the Anderson Varejao, we knew that those players could not be superstars. The Big Z, okay? Zagauskas, or however you pronounce his name. Yeah. But it's like, we knew that without LeBron, if those guys went on to different teams, they're not superstars. No way they're not going to even be in the starting lineup, unless that team's real not good. But so... That what impressed me about that first Cavs team was that, and even Delonte was. I know he had drama with LeBron's mom or whatever you think or read in the tabloids, but but on the court, I was like, wow, these C-level players are actually stepping it up. They worked hard. I remember.
Right.
Trust me. Like, again, if anyone wants to debate these stats or these, it's something we all know. No, it's something I've witnessed for the past decade.
Right.
But so that team, C-level players still help LeBron get to, what was it, the finals,
okay,
right?
But you got
to
remember one thing about all this. At that point, LeBron didn't have a ring. After he got the first ring, and then people like, okay, he is the guy, he's the alpha dog for this decade. And then he goes off to Miami, gets a couple of people to help him out so he can win a couple of other rings. But, I mean, this was not the Golden State Warriors that they put together. These guys had to work pretty hard to get those rings. It was not a walk in the park. So when LeBron transfers back to Cleveland, people are figuring, okay, this is it. It's going to be a walk in the park. And they figure it's not. So that right now the owner is out trying to get any schlub that used to be an all-star to get in there and play with him that they can fit under the salary cap.
But with Irving, they did win.
Yeah, but I'm saying that, but that was then, this is now. I'm talking about, you know, you have, say, you ship off Kyrie Irving, you get Isaiah Thomas in, Thomas gets hurt, he's out. There was your number two. Your number three, Kevin Love, has now got to be your number two. And we all know Kevin Love is no number two. I mean, he's a big white stiff that sits out in the
parking lot. Overrated at this point.
He's a big white stiff that sits out in the parking lot and tosses up trays all day. 7 feet tall. You can't get him in there to play in the paint. He's what do you call it? Finesse player. He's delicate. He's fragile. He's a porcelain.
True, yeah.
And he is a porcelain doll. Christ, I mean, the guy gets hurt more than I do.
Yeah, porcelain, him or Derrick Rose at this point?
Derrick Rose, that's another story. But, I mean, the guys you got sitting on the bench, I mean, like I said, a guy like Kyle Korver. Korver was an all-star in Atlanta. He gets put over here. He's not even a starter. What do you think that's like for his head? Is he interested? If he's just playing for the money, he don't give a crap. But if he's actually trying to be a player and do best with his career, I mean, he's not getting off the bench. It's the beginning of the second quarter. He's been relegated to a second-team guy. You know, and that's the thing, too. You got some of these guys, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, you know, they've been sitting there cooling the Jets for all this time. Now you expect them to come off and be Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point where, obviously, it's all mental.
I mean, LeBron is going to do the best he can, but he's getting a little fat and lazy, too, and older. He's got his rings. He's got his millions.
But
last I checked.
I just, because I think why I'm so passionate, and a lot of people always ask me.
You are too, very much so.
Yeah, a lot of people always ask me, oh, is it because you bet money? No, I don't bet money. I literally, every sport I watch, I love it. And probably being, because I was a former athlete, or this is all I watch.
Oh, you're still an athlete to some extent. I've seen you run through the halls.
True.
Damn near killed somebody last week.
But what? Okay. No, that was the ice cream machine.
Right. Okay, I remember that.
Yeah, but here's the thing where I'm just sick of, like, these Michael Jordan, LeBron James comparisons. So I personally just want LeBron to win all these rings to shut people up.
But they're never going to.
Because right now, the big argument on, oh, Kobe and Jordan, they're so better than LeBron because they have more rings.
Baloney.
Yeah, but you know that's like what a lot of people say. Well, LeBron, you don't have more rings than them. That's why he's not good.
Okay, so that means Tom Brady is better than every other quarterback because he's got more rings? Not necessarily.
Well, that's what a lot of people use as their excuse.
Well,
a lot of people
are bleeping idiots, first of all.
Yeah, but this is the time where I kind of have to complain about. Remember how earlier in the show you said, oh, I let people affect me?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, I mean, it's all fun and games. It's whatever, you know, people are people, to each his own. But what affects me is these arguments and these debates. And that's why I need LeBron to win more rings, because it seems to be, oh, well, yeah, LeBron, in all his stats, yeah, he's better or he's the best, you know, of all time, blah, blah, blah. But guess what, Helen? He doesn't have as many rings. And I'm just sick of those arguments.
I can understand it, but I also listen to all these schmucks that are saying these guys are the best players ever. Not one of them has ever seen Bill Russell play. Not one of them ever saw Will Chamberlain play. Will Chamberlain scored 100 bleeping points in a game one time, for Christ's sakes, folks.
Yeah, that's great.
Come on. You got some kids, it's like some, you know, 20-something that, I mean, his world began with, like, Kobe Bryant. Yeah, I mean, this guy has no idea about Jordan, no idea about Bird and Jordan, Bird and Magic, no idea about the 70s, no idea about Dr. J. You know, you want to go back to Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain, Havlicek, you know, those guys. I mean, they have no clue. And to an extent, it's a different game altogether anyway. So, I mean, these arguments about who is better, it's circular. It just goes round and round. You're never going to be able to prove it, so it's ultimately a moot point.
You're right.
I know.
Thanks, Bobby.
My pleasure.
But at the end of the day, though, I still want to see LeBron win.
Oh, no, I understand. I mean, you know, it justifies all that merch you bought. Right?
Well, actually,
Am I right? Come on.
No,
oh, Jesus,
actually, fans sent
it to me. Dude, sorry. I know we're on the air. Turn around. You got to see this. What? Turn around. You got to see this. That's my boy, TC.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot
believe
that.
Does this mother bleeper own a mirror? You know, come on. What?
Wow.
Damn, dude. I mean, so I love you, TC. You're my boy, but Jesus,
okay,
buy this guy a mirror. He looks like Bart Simpson going to freaking school every single day walking in here. It's like, come on, man, put some pants on, will you?
Okay.
Nobody seems over that pale white ass. Come on.
Okay, boy. Anyway.
And I love him. He's a good guy. TC's a good guy, but Jesus, I wish I could dress him for a week. I mean, come on.
Okay.
Buy this guy a pair of jeans and a maiden shirt, somebody. Christ almighty. And the big bright blue sneakers. Christ.
Anyway.
You want to take a break? I'm going to go be sick.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. Bobby's going to throw up.
I'm not going to throw up. I'm just going to go up in the TC, for Christ's sakes. I taught you how to dress. What are you doing here?
And then when we get back, I do have the Jeter interview and Marcus Allen. And then UFC quick roundup from the weekend. And you can check all my other work on LVSportsNetwork.com. And don't forget, we're still getting all the Golden Knights content on the site, despite them being out for a week now, because we're all still waiting.
Thanks for reminding me. Jesus.
I know. But stay tuned. You're listening to Eyes on the Game.
Now back to Eyes on the Game with Helen Yee, the only female sports host in Las Vegas. Go online to HelenMYee.com and follow on Twitter at Helen Yee Sports on NBC Sports 920 The Game.
So last week I spoke to Derek Jeter and talked some Marlins. He was not too open on talking about sports in Vegas. So again, I talked to him about the team, his team now. So here is my interview with the legend, Derek Jeter.
Helen Yee here, being joined by the man of the hour, Derek Jeter. Now you're back for the Turn 2 Foundation. Can you kind of describe, you know, how everything has been this year and also the golf game?
It's been fun. You know, this is a fun time of year for us as a foundation. Obviously, we have everyone coming out here to Vegas and participating in our golf tournament. But more importantly, we're raising funds for, you know, the foundation. So it's something that's near and dear to my heart and my family's heart. And we've had this foundation for 20 plus years. And one of the reasons why we are successful is because we've gotten a lot of support.
Yeah, and I have interviewed you the past 2 years, but this year your parents are out here to support you, and you brought the whole family out, right?
Yeah, they're here always. You know, yeah. They sort of hide in the background, but my family, they've supported me in everything that I've done, and we have a very close family, and they've been very active with the foundation, and they will continue to do so.
Now, earlier I heard them ask you about, you know, obviously the Vegas being a huge or growing as a huge sports town and the sports scene, but you said, you know, you're more focused on Miami and the Marlins. Can you kind of describe anything that has surprised you this year so far with those changes?
Yeah, well, we're just getting started, right? I mean, this is our first year as an ownership group, and you know, our number one goal is to turn our organization into a first-class organization, and it takes a little bit of time, but we'll get it right.
Awesome. And lastly, do you have any words for your fans?
Hello. Keep supporting, right? I mean, we need support, obviously, to be successful. And, you know, there's a lot of baseball fans down there in Miami, and we hope to see them at the park.
So let me know your thoughts on Derek Jeter. And I know that interview was shorter than my normal interview lengths, but obviously, like, they were all busy that day. But I did talk to former Raider and Super Bowl winner, as well as MVP Marcus Allen, and he's excited though about the Raiders coming to Las Vegas. So here's my interview with Marcus Allen.
Helen Yee here, being joined by the legend Marcus Allen.
Hi,
here.
How you doing?
Good. Good to see you again. You were here last year supporting a friend, Derek Jeter.
Yes.
Can you kind of talk about, you know, how everything went this year and your golf game?
It's great so far. So far, so good. I anticipate it getting better. A golf game needs a lot of work.
Okay.
I was discussing that earlier, but, you know, I'm having fun. That's what it's all about, to come out here and have a great time and come out for a worthy cause. Derek and his foundation are doing great things, and I'm here to support him.
And I bet when you came down here this year so far, I mean, it seems a lot different, the city, right, with the new stadium being built. And I see that smile on your face, being a former Raider.
Well, my parents, I think we drove through Vegas, Las Vegas, I should say, when I was a kid, when they had, I think, nickel pancakes or something like that, right? And now, I mean, I don't think anybody thought they would have a sports franchise. And now they have not only the Knights, they're going to have the Raiders. So I think it's going to be fantastic. And I think it just bodes well for what's going on here in this this great city.
And does that mean we'll see more of you here supporting the Raiders when they move?
Yeah, I come down here a lot. I come down here a lot, but I will certainly come down and watch some games. Looking forward to see this incredible fan base that's developing and stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. So.
Yeah, what do you have to say to Raider fans?
Well, listen there, we're committed to excellence, so I'm sure our fans are too.
If they're committed to excellence, well, we will see on Saturday how the draft goes, which, Bobby, do you think it'll go well? Maybe.
You know, I really don't care about the draft. I never have. Because ultimately, this is all well and good, but I mean, what matters is what you do on the field come the first week of August. That's where you're going to see a lot of these draft picks playing.
True. I mean, and we saw in Tom Brady, right?
Yeah, well, 6th-round pick from Michigan. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, that kind of shows you draft picks.
And also, I mean, God, you got Cleveland with the first two of the first five picks. I mean, you can guarantee they're going to blow those picks. No, I mean, come on. I mean, Cleveland, I've been watching this for 15, 16 years now, and I can't remember the last time the Cleveland Browns got a pick right.
True.
You know, and going back to Brady Quinn and every other, Johnny Manziel and every other loser quarterback they ever came up with, and that's what, you know, it's their brain trust. Whoever's making these picks has no bleeping idea what they're doing.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. So, I mean, ultimately, you can count on the Browns blowing it. The Giants probably
You said you can count on the... Okay, that's true. That's why I'm laughing.
Oh, totally. the Giants are probably should get a quarterback with number two, but they think I think they're going to get a running back and try to give Eli some weapons for one more run. And the Jets, I mean, it doesn't matter what the Jets do because, I mean, until Brady and Belichick retire, the Jets are irrelevant. And there's your first five picks right there. So, you know, I mean, the rest of it, it doesn't even matter. Raiders got the number 10 pick. I'm hearing that they're going to go for some defense. I think I would get some more offensive linemen to protect Derek Carr so you don't have to spend another season running for his life. But we'll see what happens. Ultimately, but the only thing that really matters is what they do on the field when it gets to be August.
Yes. Which will come around the corner soon enough.
And hopefully we'll have the Golden Knights series announced by then.
Right. And let's not forget, too, coming up soon, the lights game on Friday, mm-hmm. and then we got some 51s. I know they have a lot of food specials going on. And if you're a foodie like me, now they have like that Dollar Mondays or...
Oh, yeah. Value Menu Monday.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty cool. Peanuts, popcorn, Cracker Jack, and hot dogs for a buck.
Oh, wow. All of it?
Yep. Oh. Well, beer and soda, you're going to get screwed. But on the rest of it, yeah, you're good.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, and then also WNBA is coming up.
Yes, indeed.
Next
I mean,
month.
I'm no WNBA fan, but I'm a big fan of this station getting work. And I'll tell you what, it's coming soon.
Yay. I'm happy. I'm grateful.
I think their first game is May 20th, something like that. Yeah, that's not that far away.
Yep, a few weeks away already. April flew by. But you can always check out all my work on lvsportsnetwork.com. And I'm very grateful for all your support. I get so much love and nice messages. And, you know, I'm focusing on all the positives. So
that's
I'm
a good
very
idea,
thankful
especially
for that.
If you're going to deal with social media. That's a darn good idea.
Yes. And congrats to Vegas local Kevin Lee, UFC lightweight. He did beat Edson Barboza this past weekend at UFC Atlantic City. And congratulations to Frankie Edgar. He beats Cub Swanson again this past weekend as well. But Kevin Lee, despite missing weight and being over by 2 pounds, even though when I interviewed him, he was like, he's always like so confident. Like, I mean, Kevin's an awesome guy, great fighter, 25 years old. But when I interviewed him two or three weeks ago, when that whole McGregor situation went down, and he was like, you know what? I could have stepped in, you know, my weight, I'm close. And then you miss weight. Like, so I just thought that was kind of funny. I was like, wait, didn't Kevin literally just tell me he was like on way on point to even step in?
And speaking of UFC real quick, y'all should make mention Frank Mir is going into the Southern Nevada Sports Hall of Fame next month. So big prop for him.
He is?
Yep.
Oh, congrats.
Al Bernstein, Armand Gilliam, Frank Mir, and others.
Oh, awesome. And I believe he does fight this weekend as well.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
He fights Fedor. Yeah. I mean, lots going on and always in our beautiful and ever-growing city, the best city in the world, but I may be slightly biased being born and raised here.
Not you, no.
Yeah, so Las Vegas, but you can always tweet me at Helen Yee Sports. Oh, and it's Forrest Griffin next month. Okay. Yeah, I think Frank's been in there before. But, I mean, UFC stuff going on, Fight Capital, and a lot of boxing going on, which I will get those interviews to you soon. So you can always stay tuned, lvsportsnetwork.com. Have a beautiful week. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.